There's a story of a man who's walking through a field at night. It's a dark night, he can't see very far in front of him, and he's walking through a field that has lots of bushes and trees and tall, tall grass. And he's walking along, not paying attention to what's going on, enjoying himself. He's probably listening to an iPod or something, and the ear plugs in his ears, and he can't hear people warning him that he's approaching a ledge. But he keeps on walking, oblivious to everything. And suddenly he walks and walks and he goes over the edge. And as he's starting to fall down the edge, he reaches up and he grabs for anything that he can grab to save himself. And he grabs a tree limb that was sticking out of the ledge. And he hangs there. Well, he starts to cry out for help. Help! He says. Help! I've fallen. Help! I need help to get up. Help! Help! And out of the darkness, he hears a voice that says, let go of the limb. And he's hanging there. Well, he doesn't know how far it is below him. He doesn't know where the ground is. He doesn't know how far down it goes. It could be 100 feet drop. He'd die. Let go of the limb. He cries out again, hello, hell, hell. Is anybody up there? Can you help me? Let go of the limb. He's hanging there. Is anybody else up there? Let go of the limb. And he's too afraid to let go. He doesn't know how far the drop is. He could break his neck. So he hangs on, and he hangs on, and he hangs on all night. He gets his elbow up and over it so that he can continue to hang on. His hands are getting numb. He's getting afraid. It's dark. He doesn't know how far he has to drop. If he lets go, he's going to die. He's stuck. All night long. Until morning. When he looks down as the sun starts to creep up over the horizon and he can see suddenly in the twilight below him, he can see how far it is to fall. And he realized it was only 2 feet. He could have let go of the limb. He could have fallen. And he would have been okay. But his fear paralyzed him. His fear kept him from acting on the voice from above. His fear stopped him from letting go and trusting in that voice that he would be okay. That's one of the challenges of faith, my friends. Having the courage to obey. Having the courage to let go and trust in the voice. Trust in the word from above. Trust in God. We hang on, we hang on, we hang on. Trusting in ourselves and our ability to hang on. When all we needed to do is let go and trust in the word from above. Faith is exactly that. Letting go and letting God live in you. Letting go and listening to the voice, listening to the word of God, and living in His will. Letting go and falling into His arms. Faith can be scary. But faith is the only life we have to live in Christ. Faith is the assurance. The New Revised Standard Version translates Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1 as, now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. The assurance of things hoped for. That word assurance translates a Greek word, hypostasis, which means support, foundation, confidence. The essential, basic structure or nature of an entity, its substance, its essence, its actual being, its reality. It is
The substance of Dorothy is that she is a human being, a child of God, a disciple of Jesus Christ, and my good friend. That's Dorothy. That's her substance. That's her essence. That's her hypostasis. A beautiful human being and child of God.
Amen.
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen. I wasn't asking her for payment there. All right. That's her essence. That's her reality. That's her actual being. That's her hypostasis. The faith is that essence, that foundational support, that structure, that nature, that actual being and reality. Faith is that actual being and reality of things hoped for. I've done this here many times.
No, I think I've only done it here once. I've only been here a year. I've only done it once, I think. This is a big chair, friends. If I try to pick it up, I'll get a hernia, so I'm not going to try that very much. This is a big chair. It's made out of wood. It's solid. It's fancy. It has a pad on it. You know what? I think it'll hold my weight. It held Randy Newkirk's weight. He was bigger than I am. So I think that'll hold my weight. I believe it. I know it'll hold my weight. I believe it. But I think I'm just going to go over here and sit down next to Dorothy. Is that all right? Now, is that faith in the chair? No. I think I'll sit in Dorothy's lap.
Oh, no.
Ready?
No.
No. That would be foolhardiness. Thank you. I think I'll sit in Nancy's lap. No. No. That's not faith in the chair. That was faith in the pew. That was faith in Dorothy's lap. That's not faith in the chair. To give this chair faith, and the action of sitting in the chair is faith, I've got to sit in it. This is faith in the chair, that it'll hold me. This is even more faith. I could get up and jump down, up and down on it. That would be even more faith. Stupid, but it'd be more faith. My belief that the chair will hold me and putting that belief into action is faith.
It is the hypostasis of faith. It is the actual reality of faith. When I take that belief and put it into action, it becomes faith. So faith is the substance, the essence, the actual being, the reality of things hoped for. I hope
the chair will hold my weight. When I do it and sit in the chair, it becomes the essence, the substance of that belief.
Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. The word here means the proof, the evidence,
the example. The evidence as in a trial court. The proof that I have faith is that I actually sit in the chair. The proof that the faith is real and not just belief
is that I actually sit in the chair. That's what faith is. Faith is taking your belief. Faith is taking your hope and putting it into action. And that's what the saints that are mentioned here in Hebrews chapter 11 are doing. They're taking their belief, they're taking their trust, and they're putting it into action by doing something. By faith we understand, he writes. By faith Abel offered. By faith Enoch was taken because he pleased God. By faith, Noah built an ark. By faith, Abraham obeyed. By faith, Abraham stayed. By faith, Abraham received the power of procreation. By faith, by being active in their belief, these Old Testament saints that are mentioned here in Hebrews 11, by being active in their belief, by taking their beliefs and putting them into action, they had faith. And because they had faith, God is not ashamed to be called their God. And indeed, he has prepared a city for them, just as God has prepared a city for us. When we have faith, when we exercise faith, when we trust in God, when we let go of the limb, when we fall into God's arms, when we are willing to take an action of faith and place our belief into motion, God is not ashamed of us. Too often Christians are couch potatoes for Jesus. We sit back, and the most action we have is a remote. We sit there and we watch. We sit there and we watch. When faith calls us to action, faith calls us to participation. Faith calls us to do. Abraham was nice and happy at home in Ur of the Chaldees. But God told him to get up and go to a land that he would show him. And so what did Abraham do? He got up and he went. He obeyed. And even though he didn't know where he was going, and even though it took him a while to get there, God led him to the promised land. A land that was promised to him, but which his descendants didn't really fully inherit it for generations. But he acted. He acted in faith. He believed and he acted. He believed and he put his body into motion. He believed and then he did as he was told. And that, my friends, is faith. Now we have many foci of faith. We have the scriptures through which we read about the love of God, through which we discover and learn about Jesus, through which we come to know God's will for us. We have the hymns of the church that we sing in worship. We have prayer through which we speak with God and listen for God's voice to speak to us. We have giving. When we give for others, give to the church and give to the community outreach of our community of faith, we're giving to others from the abundance that we have received. That's an act of faith. That's a focus for our faith. When we work, as we're going to work to help clean and clean out the church, a couple of Saturdays from now on our work day, that's an act of faith. When we feed the hungry in the food pantry, that's an act of faith. When we teach Sunday school class, well, that's an act of faith. Leading the youth, that's an act of faith. Doing children's sermon, that's an act of faith. Preaching, because y'all could be asleep right now. Preaching, that's an act of faith. Singing nearer my God to thee. That's an act of faith. When I volunteered as a volunteer chaplain on the Holland America line for cruises, I cruise for free because I would do communion and preach sermons, both for the passengers and for the Protestant crew. And it was a great way to see the world, and I used to do that. Every year I do it at least once a year, and it was a great way to get a free vacation. Yeah, jealousy. Anyway, we were doing a transatlantic crossing. And on the transatlantic crossing, we had a number of worship services. And in one of those worship services, we were singing hymns, and the person who was playing the piano decided we were going to sing Nearer My God to Thee. And oh, you would have thought a heresy had been
stands up and says, "Pastor, we can't sing this hymn." I said, "Why not? It's a beautiful hymn." And he says, "Yes, on land." But they played this song. The band played this song while a Titanic was sinking. So we don't sing this hymn at sea anymore.
What a shame. Let's sing it by faith anyway. And the Rotterdam did not sink. We made it to New York.
Thank God. By faith we sing, by faith we pray. By faith we serve, by faith we live, by faith we love others, by faith we preach, by faith we give. All that we do is the church. Every action we take is an act of faith. If it stems from our belief in God, if it stems from our belief in Jesus Christ, it is faith.
The means of grace, partaking of Holy Communion, baptism, remembrance of baptism, they're all acts of faith through which we reach out to God who is reaching out to us. Next week, we'll continue in this vein. We'll talk about faith again. And we'll look at what faith looks like when it comes to its fruition and its completion. But today, I want you simply to hear and be reminded that faith is action based upon belief, sustained, built up by confidence. The ABCs of faith. Action based upon belief. Sustained, rooted in, built up by confidence. Trust in God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And may God's people say, Amen.